Welcome to Porn Star Life Coach. I am your host, Phoenix Marie. Yay, me!
Yay!
That's right, ladies. Suck it. No. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And I am filling in for the beautiful Nikki Hunter, who sadly could not be here. You are listening to, obviously, JulieLandRadio.com. We are currently underneath the world, looking up at you guys, wondering what's in your buttholes. Wow. Anyways, and by we, I mean...
Miss Raina Sky.
Ash Hollywood.
Andy Sandimas.
Sophie D.
And today we're going to talk about an extremely important thing for everyone who ever decides to set foot on a set, which is porn star etiquette.
Yes, this is so important.
What do we mean? Well, we have a lot of things. So I'm going to let everyone bring up something individually. What is your biggest pet peeve as far as porn etiquette?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a pet peeve, but it's something that I've definitely learned over the years to organize your bag. Ooh. When you bring your suitcase to set, you're going to be filling your bag with all these random things because the director is going to be like, bring everything.
Right.
So if you have outfits already picked out and then you have them in your bag, like enfolded in a nice manner, it's easier for you to show the director what you have. It's easier for you to pick something that they're going to pick something that you already approved, you know, instead of going through your bag and picking a bunch of different things. And because there's been times that I've gone to set with bags of brand new shit that I just bought, random shit. And then I get there and they pick the most horrible thing for me to wear. And then it's like, oh, then you got the box cover and you're like, what the hell was I thinking? So over the years, I've learned to definitely be more prepared with my bag.
I love that. That's awesome. I'll tell you mine on that after.
Ash, oh, my secret with the bag is I only bring stuff that I'm willing to wear. Even if they didn't call for it on the call sheet, I'll be like, well, I don't have this, but I really want to wear this. They're like, okay,
I guess I have to shoot you.
I guess I'll shoot you in that. I'm like, it's going to fucking look good. Just trust me. You know, my biggest pet peeve has to do with hygiene. Because I'm a germaphobe, but I'm in the wrong fucking profession. That's for sure. And that's from my purse. And so I really don't like when people aren't clean. Like, my first pet peeve comes when there's either kissing or they're going down on me, and I realize this person hasn't brushed their tongue. And, like, all that white shit on their tongue, I just want to let you know, is a mix of plaque and yeast. And I have a sensitive vagina. She has very sensitive feelings. And they get hurt by dirty tongues. So, and then my next pet peeve is when people aren't like that cleanly. Like, there's nothing worse than being with a guy and then you go to put your mouth on his dick and you realize
he didn't even
baby wipe before this scene, or he's got shwitty balls.
You can smell his asshole when you're sucking his dick.
Yep, that's gross.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting.
Or you can taste another girl's pussy on his dick. Like,
I don't fly
some guys
with
do that on purpose.
I don't fly with it. Yeah, some guys do that on purpose because usually their girl told them to, and it's mean. And
you would never do that. she didn't even comment. I like it.
My secret bad move that I do is, like, for girls that don't understand that cleaning your vagina is very important, like, I don't condone douching because the solution is not good for your vagina, but I do condone a purified aqua courtesy rinse.
Yes, I agree.
You know, like,
I douche with water.
Yeah, exactly. So douche with water. Don't douche with the solution.
Probiotics are the key to everything.
Exactly.
Probiotics will keep you normal and you don't have to worry about BV or yeast infections. And you take them every day.
So these girls that aren't educated in this or just don't care or get cream pies and leave them up there to fucking marinate.
I swear some girls do that. They have that boyfriend's cream pie them right before the girl shoots. It's so nasty.
So what I like to do is finger bang the living shit out of them, try to get them to squirt. When they don't, I have a handful of this lovely fucking leftover liquid. And I go straight for their mouths. And I'm like, just fucking taste your shit. And then when they make a face, I'm like, it's time for you to go down on me.
I like it when they're like, I'm creamy. I'm like, no, you fucking got BV all over me.
You've got a problem.
Okay, wait. Since this is about advice, I want to say one more thing about the probiotics. Make sure you get the ones that are in the refrigerator. If you go to Whole Foods, they're live cultures. So they need to be refrigerated at all times. And if you get one that's not refrigerated, it's not going to be potent and it's not going to work.
Exactly.
So. Also, let's go ahead and just throw this out. Benadine, as well as hydrogen peroxide, Benadine for BV, mix in about, if you look at a douche bottle, obviously, talk about the fucking solution, put warm water in it, and then fill it maybe not even a one-third of the way with whatever solution depending on the problem. Obviously, hydrogen peroxide is for yeast and betadine is for BV, or even an awesome thing to do before a scene that you may be doing anal in, and it keeps you from getting the BV in the first place.
You know what I've been hearing lately? More than one time, a girl tell me, oh, well, when I notice that it smells and I'm going to go have sex, I go ahead and I douche with vinegar. If you smell something in your vagina and you're aware of it, you need to go to the doctor.
Agreed.
Because there should not be a smell. Mm-hmm. And you should go to the doctor
and get your fucking flagyl, and it'll clear up that infection. Yes.
I don't like surprises under foreskin. It's really gross.
Exactly.
Dick cheese is so nasty.
It's not a nice surprise at all.
What about girl-wise? What's been your worst experience?
I haven't really had any. But I only really, I don't really work with new people.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. I think that's why I kind of stay away from new people.
Well, you scare the fuck out of new people.
No. I'm nice and polite. I'm just not willing to do it right now.
Liar. Go ahead.
I don't like performing with new performers. No. Every once in a while, I'll find one that I'm like, you know, thinking this person has a really great look. That's usually, I'm really shallow. That's what I'm, oh, this person, no. But it's like, okay, first I thought, like, Jessie Andrews. I saw her when she was on OC Modeling, and I was like, this girl doesn't look like anyone in porn. Like, she might be really good performer, she, you know, whatever. And I liked that she was really natural looking. And then my first time working with her was I remembered why that I didn't work with new performers. And she'd gotten much better since then, but like, I went to kiss her for a kissing scene and she kept giggling and wouldn't kiss me. And I'm like, I gotta fucking make out with you for the next hour. You're gonna kiss me. Don't fucking play coy with me. And I'm really big about camera angles. I know where the camera is. You got to learn. Okay, if you're doing porn, you are performing for the camera. You are not just fucking having sex. You have to learn about opening up. You have to show penetration. Like, learn your fucking craft. Don't just go there and have sex. Go there and, like, perform and do a good job.
So my question to you is then, how do you learn that craft? Do you ask other girls? Do you
pay attention?
But do you also ask girls for advice? Do girls come to you?
Well, I mean, I did.
Set?
I just figured it out.
Okay, but do girls ever come to you on a set and ask for advice?
No, because another thing, etiquette. Don't think right away that you are the shit and that you, and don't come on with an attitude, and you know, think that you're so awesome. I mean, you can have positive feelings about yourself, but don't come on with a fucking attitude when you're brand new, when you have a lot to learn. Because if you're really nice to people, they can teach you a lot, you know. And the same goes for girls that are, you know,
no
like
divas,
me, that have
basically.
Been around for, yeah, girls like me that have been around for a while. Another good thing is to be nice to new girls, because you know what? People all want to shoot. They want to shoot all the new girls. Like, don't you want to work with some? And some of those girls are going to stick around and become superstars. Just, you know, be nice until someone's mean to you. And learn your shots. Don't fucking woman blanket me when I'm doing, you know, when I'm doing a three-way and I'm getting fucked by the dick. Don't fucking stand in front of it. Because then we're going to have to shoot way longer to get the shot when you're just
I'm really dominant with the new girls. So I guess, like, I don't know, I kind of make them all my little pets. And they're like, I love you. I love working with you. Because, you know, the same thing happens to the new girls that happened with us. They get stuck with girls who don't really like girls, too. And so then like, I always judge how much I want to help a girl based on how much I like her upon meeting her. Like, I work with them all the same. I pretty much manhandle them. But that's because they don't know where the fuck to go. So
that's
I have to throw them around and put them
where they're supposed to be. But
you gotta
throw
them around.
I like to do it where it's easy, you know, and you just know where to go.
But like, also, I'll hand them advice. I'll be like, so who's your agent? That's always the first piece. Who's your agent? Okay, here's what you expect
judge.
Of your agent. I don't necessarily judge, but like, you know, I've had a few agents. I got tricked into porn. Like, I'm like, here's what you gotta watch out for. Yeah. Here's what you should do. You know, don't let anybody bully you. Don't let anybody, you know, make you do something that you're not ready to do yet. Like, make sure that you can still wake up with yourself in the morning, because that's what matters the most. No.
There are so many sexual kinks in the world, and prolapse, anal, DP, you name it, being electrocuted, water bondage, set on fire, done it all. And the one thing is, everything I've done it my own free will. I've never taken anything to do it, and I can still wake up and be like, yep, I'm still me. We're good.
Yeah, but that's another good point. Like, don't say that you can fucking do something when you can't, just to be a cooler whore. These girls have whore offs. They're like, do it, try to do anal when they got their little boyfriend's shrimp dick in their butt one time. Like, I'm gonna go do anal. And then like Manuel tries to fuck them in the ass and they're crying in the bathroom and everyone's day is ruined, you know, and just don't.
It's like the other thing, too, you just brought up, like, it's that whole thing. It's like high school where on Twitter and everywhere they like to brag about, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And it's like, just shut up and go do it. Just don't have to tell everybody and brag about it.
Right.
Just do it and be good at it. People will see that and they'll see your performances. Because I always say the really good porn stars, it's all about performance. Like you said, it's all about performance. That's what makes a great porn star.
I don't fuck in the butt. That's because I wouldn't do a good job at it, and I don't. If I do it, I want to be fucking good at it.
I just think all money is not good money. Only do things that you feel comfortable doing. You're gonna be happy doing it because it's just not gonna go well if you just take every single job that comes your way.
I'm not into the girls that don't really like girls.
Yeah, they should just not do it.
But I mean, I don't really feel bad for the guys because I don't give a fuck about their feelings, but I really think that I'm like straight for pay a lot of times.
Aww.
So like these poor guys, like I walk in and I'm not necessarily the diva bitch, but I'm like, don't fucking touch me. Don't flirt with me. Like, we're friends. We're cool. Like, I'll fucking elbow bump you. And I don't like the guys that are like, oh my God, baby. And they're all over you. And they're like fucking groping your tits and your ass. I lose respect for a guy immediately. And Phoenix, I know you wouldn't, but I do because I've fucking dated so many closet gays. But I lose so much respect.
I just got outed.
Okay,
come here. I have to finish my sentence. I hate when a guy turns me around to keep his wood and stares at my ass and, like, just wants to stare at my ass. And then, like, I catch him, like, not even connecting with me in the scene because he's, like, all about my fucking ass.
That's kind of how you were when I came in this morning.
But I love your ass. I love this ass.
I love your ass.
I'm a total guy at heart. But I don't know. There's just something about it where I'm like, I'm fucking cute, and I know I'm cute. Like, look at my face.
I just don't care about that stuff.
Okay, here's a question for you guys. As far as scenes and everything else, what do you go in, when you go to your scene, what is your ultimate goal? Is it to put on a great performance? Because ultimately, for me, I just want to play. And I literally, I don't, if I know the girl, if I don't know the girl, if I know the guy, I don't know the guy. Oh, let's be honest, I'm a yes list. Fuck it. I know the guy. But it's like one of those, I just want to play. And I'm going to play back and forth. And if a girl starts telling me no's, I look at her in the face and say, if you tell me a no, it's going to be the first fucking thing I do to you. Just going to let you know. And I'm going to go hard. And I'm going to make you fucking cry at the end of it. So let's just play, see where we go. Because otherwise, it's going to be bad.
I mean, I ask people before. I always say do's and don'ts because I have one really hard, weird no.
Which is?
I could spit in my mouth because I had bad experience with it. I'm not going to go into this story, but it was really fucking disgusting. But I will throw up everywhere if someone spits in my mouth or just spits on my face just to spit on me. There's just something weird about it. I can swallow 5 loads of cum, more than that, actually.
I love you.
Just cum forever. But, like, I just that. And I'll just ask a person, like, hey, what do you not like? Like, or what do you like? And I've gotten plenty of people that have lied to me and cried about things. But that's besides the point. My, what was the question?
No, yeah, I mean, no, but you answered it. It's like one of those, if you have a hard no, normally everyone already knows your hard no.
Yeah.
For the most part, even like I actually knew that and I haven't even worked with you.
Yeah,
but it's like one of those things where everyone has their one thing. My one thing is don't smack my ass. I'm not a fucking child. And so people like Bobby Starr or Dana D'Armon or Sophie D will sit there and spank me and go, oops. And then I'm like, you fucking bitch, you know I hate that. Like,
You asked like what the goal was. I want to put on a good show.
Okay.
And I want to make the scene look good. That's why I care about camera angles. That's why I care about how I'm positioned. I think about where the camera is at all times, what kind of thing I'm doing. And immediately afterwards, I asked director, was it good? Did it look good? Did you get everything? I have to have that satisfaction. And that's it.
Nice.
Yeah, mine's the same as Andy's. And I hate fucking fingers in my ass.
I go to scenes and I just like, I have to pep talk myself and I catch myself doing this in the car like, I don't really want to work with this person. Like, I always sit there and I'm like, I get anxiety. I'm like, what is today going to be like? And then I have to have this pep talk where I'm like, you're going to go on set. No matter what's going on at home, you're going to fucking have fun. You're going to laugh. You're going to make everybody's day easier. You know, you're not going to be that fucking diva. You're going to just get to your fucking place, hurry up and wait. And then you're going to do your fucking job right. And you're going to fuck like it's your last day on earth. And then I'm like, okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
I agree, though.
It sounds like the final scene out of Boogie Nights, right?
Right, oh yeah, exactly.
Like Shining Star.
I mean, really, what it comes down to at this point in the career where you're just all like, okay, you got to get your head into it. Like, yeah. It takes more to get into it since you started. I mean, it was easier when you started.
I just picked Rena was excitement when you started.
Rena.
No, yeah, when you started, there was excitement. I feel the same way. That's kind of why I stopped doing boy-girl scenes, was because I found myself in the bathroom before every scene, like, you know, pumping my chest up, like, okay, you're going to do this now, you know?
Take it like a champ.
And then I also am thinking about all these things, camera angles, how is my body looking, you know? Am I doing things so that I'm not hiding everything?
You're going to catch gonorrhea and chlamydia afterwards.
And then I'm getting, am I going to catch all these things? I mean, there's just so many things that go into me doing my job right, and it was a little overwhelming for me. So now it's like when I'm webcamming, I still worry about angles and putting on a good show, but it's like I'm not having to. So, I mean, what was the question?
Ultimately, your goal is to put on
a good show, yeah, definitely, and have fun and play and make the other person feel good, because regardless, that other person is still there, and I do care about other people's feelings. So
that's how you make a good scene, is you have to make the other person feel sexy.
Exactly. Otherwise, they're not going to come to you and interact with you the right way, and it's just going to be a fuck fest. So
fuck fest, and not in a good way. Because there's people like me and Sophie where we come together and we're on set and we know what each other's capable of, and it just becomes normal, somber craziness. And
that's why I only work with people I know.
And that's, I think, part of it, too, is we know if we do a good job because we know who we're working with.
Yeah. Know what we the other cheat. Person's here. We've been fucking them for years.
So, ultimately, porn star etiquette is, ladies, make sure you douche, brush your teeth, bring mouthwash. If you have a problem down there, don't fucking come to set.
Take a shower before your scene and take a shower after your scene.
Damn it. Get the cum off your... Oh, Sophie. Everyone, where can we find you, Rena?
I'm on Twitter at RenaSkyXXX.
At Ash Hollywood.
At Andy Sandibus.
Twitter at Sophie D.
At P. Marizzle. And we love you guys. See you later.